any winners on that Renaissance Festival tickets?
Well, you got a lot of right answers here.
Okay.
So we'll have to. What we generally do is we go to the first one, and then we check that and see if they've won in the last 12 months. And if they have, then we go to the next one. So we'll sort through it, but we'll keep it open through the rest of this segment.
And Jennifer, you've been fluttering paper in there like a newspaper editor. I mean, what have you got going on? Do you have any questions we haven't taken on air yet?
I do have one.
Okay.
It was a red notebook question, so an email that came in this week.
Okay.
And the person expressed the fact they didn't think supercooling was pertinent anymore because of all the changes in the times and the different utility companies.
Well, it's not pertinent if you didn't change your times. The times did change a couple years ago, and if you haven't gone in and reprogrammed your thermostat or your energy management computer, it won't work. You've got to be in tune with what is on peak and what is off peak. And that changed by an hour with APS within the last couple of years. And if he didn't reset, if he didn't recalibrate, if he didn't reprogram, no, he's lost all the advantages. He's turning everything on an hour too early. That may change again from what I'm hearing.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Super cooling definitely does work. I was in a meeting just the other day, and someone unsolicited came up and tapped me on the back and said, you know, I've saved enough super cooling to go to Sanderson Ford and put a down payment on a pickup truck. That's a Rosie on the House listener right there. But they were saying their bill had been cut by 40%. And he says, and the house, rather than being 82, is comfortable. And I'm paying 40% less in electric bills. So, okay, enough about supercooling. Yes, it does still work.
And you can find the article at rosieonthehouse.com about how to do that correctly. And it's just a way to take advantage of when when your energy costs are lower, you cool your house, super cool it. And then at the point the energy your on peak hits, you kind of put the house to sleep, and the stored cooling helps keep you comfortable to when you're past your high peak and you're back into low peak time.
Just like that bag of ice in your Yeti cooler. Just sits there keeping the whole thing cold. And I was so touched the other day in our Nextdoor app. Someone wasn't looking for me. They just said, I've heard about this super cooling. It's not working. Another homeowner answered them and says, I've mastered it. I learned it from Rosie. I'll come teach you.
That's cool.
I just thought that was so cool. That's great. Now, if we could just get APS to pay us 0.1 cent for every dollar saved, if we could just get in on that deal. If you're saving from supercooling, I would only ask you to take 10% of that savings and donate it to a charity of your choice on a regular basis. If you don't have a charity of choice, I would recommend Habitat for Humanity or St. Vincent de Paul.
Or 5% to Rosie, since he's the one that
told
you.
Oh, boy, I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't going to go there. Oh, man. What a great show. We packed it in today. John Jay coming in, loading us up on how to get ready. I was so glad to hear that it's a vegetable garden planting time, because my garden's pretty fallow right now.
Yeah, it is time you could get your tomato plants in for your spring
peppers,
spring gardening.
Yeah, baby.
It's I've got this tool. I can't wait to use it. It's a funnel, and you just pour it all in there, and it's got a crank, and it just makes your salsa right there in front of you.
I love it.
So you take all your
fresh produce,
ingredients, your cilantro and your tomatoes and your peppers, and put it in the funnel, just crank it right out.
It's like an old-fashioned grinder then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, that's fun.
I'll tell you another romantic meal we've had recently. I went and harvested. Jennifer loves beets. I don't know how anybody can eat a beet. I just have no idea. But I have the most beautiful crop of beets in the garden. I brought one in the other night. She was so goo-goo-eyed. I mean, I just couldn't. It was unbelievable. What did you do? You sauteed that thing? You babied it?
I did. I just kind of sweated it in a little skillet. It was good.
Beautiful beets.
It was sweet.
Yeah.
It was good.
So I got a beet story.
Okay.
There's a delicious turkey burger I like at a restaurant called Pitch. It's on Thomas near 64th.
Okay.
The first time I had it, it just had that weird taste. The turkey burger was great.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know if I like this. I won't order it. Second time I was there, ordered it again. I'm on my fifth or sixth order.
Okay. Do they put a beet on the turkey burger?
It's a pickled beet. It's pickled beets. They don't put a whole lot in there, but it just gives it a unique flavor. And once you get used to it, it's pretty tasty.
Well, it's been my theory forever that you had to live through the Great Depression to like a beet.
I did not.
You like to eat something that tastes like dirt, and maybe you had to learn that as a young person.
That's only the beets in the can.
I've never learned to like beets.
9 o'clock, we had our Register Contractors Director, Jeff Fleetham, in the hour. You can get that. The podcast is usually up by noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, usually within 90 minutes or so.
You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/radio and get our links there for the podcast and subscribe. We've got, it does go onto iTunes, but it's also Podbean is the company that does that. And it has, and we've got a nice hourly package there that Gary puts together.
Right, it's all the show, no commercials.
And you can also go to our radio page and listen to each hour has 4 segments. And you could pick one specific segment if there was something direct you were trying to go research. So all that information and more is at rosieonthehouse.com, and where you can ask a question between now and next Saturday if you'd like to talk about your home, castle, or cabin.